Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast today, April 18th. Hope this one finds you well. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by my good friends at quantumhypno.co.uk. Do check out the link below. Hit the click. Go and see them. And ever come across a headline and you think, what? Yeah, well, I've come across such a headline and we're going to talk about it. Here is the headline I've come across. Pedophiles could be stripped of parental rights under a new law. And my first reaction is, what? You mean they aren't instantly stripped of parental rights already? What? Are you saying to me that pedophiles maintain parental rights? Well, here's the story reported over in the BBC. Pedophiles convicted of serious sexual offences could lose parental rights over their children under a new law. The proposed law change comes after the BBC reported the case of a mother who spent $30,000 in legal fees to stop her paedophile ex-husband getting access to their daughter. After hearing the story, apparently, Labour MP Harriet Harman tabled an amendment to upcoming legislation. It covers the most serious sexual offence, the rape of a child under the age of 13. Speaking to BBC News, Ms. Harman said paedophiles who were guilty of that crime in the future would be automatically deprived of their parental rights. He will be able to get them back only if he goes to the family courts and is able to persuade them that it is in the child's best interest that his parental rights are restored. In the case of a child rapist, she said, that is unlikely. The BBC understands that the Lord Chancellor has agreed to the amendment. For once, I agree with Harriet Harman. Now, I've got lots of questions about Harriet Harman, but we'll not go into that here. She seems to be concerned about the father's rights. It's about the father's rights. Well, paedophiles can be male and female, you know, so we don't need to just specifically hone in on a particular gender, and there are only two genders to hone in on. But the point about it is surely where she is right, that paedophiles must be automatically stripped of parental rights. It's completely inappropriate, surely, to allow any convicted paedophile to have any access to their child. Now, I know that could be very traumatic for the child to lose a parent being stripped away, but it is obviously in the child's best interest that a paedophile parent is totally removed from them and has no access at any point to them. I mean, to me, that's just common sense. Don't you agree? I don't think there's any circumstances ever that you could say, oh, yeah, well, such and such was convicted of paedophilia, but yeah, we let them continue to look after their kids. I mean, what could go wrong? Well, it's already gone wrong. That's the point. The point about this is any parent who abuses their child deserves to, and has to lose all access to that child. It's as simple as that. And I'm just surprised, as I said at the beginning of this, that that isn't already the case. So it seems to me at the moment, it is the case that convicted paedophiles can still have access to their children. And that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong thinking. There's no way they should be allowed within a million miles of their own children. And of course, if I had my way, convicted paedophiles would not be present on this earth that long. But sadly, the law doesn't take that view. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'm shocked to discover that paedophiles retain parental access. So let's absolutely get this law changed. I mean, as a society, our number one mission has to be surely to protect our children from all kinds of things, you know, all kinds of evil. And this is evil. Paedophilia is the most repugnant evil one can conceive of. And we've got to protect our kids from this evil and from these actions and from these people. So whilst, yes, it might mean that the child loses their mum or dad, because their mum and dad is our abusers, then that's what needs to happen. And so the sooner the law is amended and changed, then the better. I would ask, how come it's taken the BBC and Harriet Harman to come up with this. Is there nobody in the Conservative benches who showed any interest in this? Nobody? Or alternatively, is this the BBC promoting Labour by promoting Harriet Harman and making her look good in this? As I say, we could go back into history with Harriet Harman and maybe raise a few questions here. But on this particular thing, it is clear that the law is not in the right place. And we need to make sure that paedophiles are removed from their kids, be they male or female, and that they never get access to them. That's the price that they pay for their heinous crime. So, you know, we got to protect our kids, folks. We got to put our kids first. And that means making sure that the paedophiles are absolutely taken out of their orbit and social circulation. Thanks for listening.